Proclamation number 5214 of 8th of September, 1951. Mental arrogance. Greatest danger. Spiritual arrogance will still cause many people to fall, for it prevents them from recognizing the truth, and consequently they will never be able to possess the truth, since it never imposes itself on people but has to be willingly accepted by them. A person with an arrogant spirit will not accept any instruction, even if it comes to him from heaven. For as long as he is of an arrogant spirit, he is still in the power of Satan, who has fallen against me out of arrogance and who drags everything down with him that persists in arrogance like him. All those who reject my word from above are spiritually arrogant, for they don't deem it necessary to examine it, or they would have to recognize it as my word, because it is recognizable as such to anyone who is of good will. I do not give people a gift which is indigestible food for them, which their heart and intellect could not accept because it is incomprehensible. What I send to people from above is true heavenly bread, thus the best food for an earthly child which shall reach its aim in earthly life. And since I recognize this food as good and beneficial for my living creations, it will also have no different effect where the same will to understand is present. But anyone who does not want to understand is arrogant. He values human knowledge more highly, thus he values intellect more highly than the spirit which expresses itself in the human being where this right is granted to it. He does not believe in the working of the spirit in the human being, because then he would have to acknowledge something divine, but his nature is still filled with satanic meaning because he considers himself too exalted, and only humility allows the working of the spirit in the human being. He is blind as long as he is spiritually exalted, for he is an obvious sign of his affiliation with Satan, who fell out of exaltation. Spiritual arrogance is the greatest evil, for it does not allow the best rule of grace to become possible, because the will to accept grace is also the realization of a weakness and need for help, which arrogance, however, never allows to arise. However, no human being can ascend without grace. Consequently, the spiritually arrogant person remains in the depths, for Satan has captured him and holds him firmly under his spell. And he will also always fight against the truth, for he is in the service of the dark power and is a willing laborer for the prince of lies. The spiritually arrogant person only accepts his knowledge from outside, he only overloads his intellect, but the heart knows nothing about it and therefore cannot judge either. And the more his intellect takes in, the more arrogant is his nature, and the rich knowledge he takes in from outside is his undoing. Excessive intellectual knowledge is even worse than earthly wealth, for this can be taken away from him. But he does not give up knowledge, and he can only be taught better through extraordinary physical suffering if his soul is not completely hardened and also does not become soft and humble through suffering. Then Satan will have complete control over him, and it will take endless times before he releases him, before the spiritual being voluntarily returns to me and humbly submits to me. Amen.